The Washington Supreme Court yesterday decided that the Northwest's first wind farm in a forested, mountainous area can move forward. Environmental groups had challenged its proximity to the Columbia Gorge National Scenic Area and its effect on wildlife habitat. Courtney Flatt has more.
The court's unanimous decision removes a legal barrier for the Whistling Ridge Energy Project. In its decision, the court said it could not yet rule on the project's plans to protect wildlife. Nathan Baker is a staff attorney for the Friends of the Columbia River Gorge. The advocacy group had challenged how the project was sited. Baker said the group will continue to ask for more protection for spotted owls and migratory birds near the site.
We will be weighing in when the applicant proposes its actual mitigation measures for wildlife and its proposal for forest practices, which is clear-cutting the area and managing timber near the turbines.
Former Governor Chris Gregoire approved the Southeastern Washington Project more than a year ago. It was scaled back from 50 turbines to 35. I'm Courtney Flatt, reporting.